Cheerleaders from Poland's National Radical Camp greet their foreign guests. The Polish far-right's Independence Day march attracts skinheads and other nationalists from across Europe. And increasingly, it also attracts more moderate Polish patriots, people who vote for Jarosław Kaczyński's Law and Justice Party. Like Czesław Guszcza, who is convinced that the plane crash that killed the president, Kaczyński's twin brother Lech, was no accident.
Jeszcze nie wiadomo kto, ale na pewno jakaś musiał być wybuch, nie? Co spowodował tego. Jeszcze nie wiemy, ale się dowiemy z czasem, nie?
Investigators found no evidence of any explosion on the plane. They blamed fog and pilot error for the crash. But last month, the Rzeczpospolita newspaper reported that investigators had, in fact, found traces of explosives on the wreckage. The paper retracted the story hours later, saying it was a mistake. But for some Poles, that smacked of a cover-up. According to one of the march's organizers, Sławek, that controversy swelled the numbers at this demonstration.
I've read a lot about this Rzeczpospolita case, and it's another strange situation. So it seems that the dissatisfaction of part of the people is caused by the fact that again and again we've got simple, strange occasions in which people do not know what happens.
There was certainly no lack of explosions in central Warsaw on Sunday. As demonstrators launched flares, bangers and bottles, police fired tear gas. Staff at the Śródmiejska cafe looked on aghast.
I completely don't understand those people, so I have no idea why they think that. Whatever government would be, they would be still unhappy. They're just very narrow-minded, I think.
The plane crash controversy has polarized society here, much to the alarm of Rafał Pankowski from the anti-fascist organization Never Again.
It's a myth, which is a matter of belief, and there is not much room for a rational discussion about how the crash took place. And today we see, according to some sociological data, that more than 30% of Polish society actually believes in the conspiracy theory. So it's not a marginal phenomenon, it's a rather mass and, frankly speaking, worrying phenomenon in Polish society today.
Meanwhile, earlier on Sunday, an alternative march with no far-right elements had wrapped up peacefully in Warsaw's Old Town. But participants were a little rueful.
Jako Polka nie chciałabym, żeby w Polsce były jakieś takie duże zróżnicowania. Raczej jestem za jednością, za zgodą.
That dream seems some way off. For RFI, I'm Gulliver Cragg in Warsaw.